Could you imagine what it would be like if there were no such thing as a motion picture? No silver screen, no magic box. God forbid. Here's a tribute to what all that originated from.
Once a year, art lovers in Iran are given a chance to see over 100 plays on stage. This doesn't happen every day, so get here when you can by the end of January each year.
Theater for All. That was the slogan of the festival this year. From artists to art lovers to normal citizens, everyone took part in watching and enjoying the plays on stage.
How many plays have you seen?
Four.
How many plays did you see?
Five.
Three.
This is the 31st Fajr International Theater Festival. Let's go.
A must-see event for all. In every corner of Tehran, in every stage, in every theater hall, there's a play to watch. Mimes and gestures, speeches, songs, and music. Dozens of troops are telling their stories. And watching the live performances is an amazing experience. This is a theater lover's paradise.
One of the parts of the Fajr Festival is the street theater. Let's go.
Street theater is the oldest form of theater in existence. It was the first form of telling of tales in the past. Artists that want to reach the public stage their plays out in the open. And the ticket price is free to reach all walks of life. The story was finding peace through friendship. I asked him whether he found his love in his Maiman.
...139 plays from Iran, Australia, Hungary, Armenia, Italy, South Korea, and Azerbaijan.
Iran's traditional religious theater, Taziyeh, is one of the genres of theater that is being staged professionally. The drama is inspired by historical and religious events that symbolize epic spirit and resistance. Dramas by foreign writers like William Shakespeare, Anton Chekhov, and Henrik Ibsen are also among the favorites.
Amongst the plays being staged are foreign plays. There are 9 foreign groups that are going to be performing in Iran, and now we're going to watch Hotel Splendid to start our foreign journey.
Korean troupe told a tale of comfort women, women who were stolen from little towns around Japan to render services to the Japanese military. The story was telling the tale of war and how it hurts everyone in all sides of the conflict. The director told me of our common concern.
Because the war is the problem for all the people in the world, not only my country.
Is it true?
کار طوفان خیلی خوب بود. درخشش در ساعت مبارک خیلی خوب بود.
Other international troops also competed in the festival alongside Iranian artists telling local tales.
There are two men.
Two men, two boundaries.
Two men, two boundaries. It's the land where we go. It's the nowhere. It's right. These two men need each other.
One of the highlights of this festival is the staging of plays by Iranian and foreign troops together on stage. a Swiss group told the story of William Tell, a Swiss folk hero, together with an Iranian group telling the tale of Kaveh the blacksmith.
They told us about Kaveh. We said, wow, same story, different culture, let's exchange them.
Acting classes and schools play an important part in theater. Iran too enjoys its acting schools, and I visited one months before to see my friend practice for this festival.
This is my friend's work after 6 months of practice. Let's see him on stage. Okay, Bijan, take care.
The 31st Fajr International Theatre Festival honoured the winners with the presence of Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The ceremony came to a close by giving veteran Iranian actors the first great orders of arts and culture. Pedram Khoradadi for Iran.